It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The latest episode in the Star Wars saga opens this weekend. The Last Jedi is garnering rave reviews. Normal native Lane Howard saw it months ago. That's because he worked on the film. He's a visual effects coordinator at Industrial Light and Magic, the iconic visual effects company that was built on Star Wars. Howard went to University High School and majored in anthropology at ISU, where his parents worked. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with him this week about his path to a galaxy far, far away.
It was quite a circuitous route. I blame Steven Spielberg and George Lucas for most of it. I focused on archaeology at ISU, and I attended an archaeological field school in New Mexico. So I met my wife, who's a Canadian, and I eventually ended up moving to Vancouver. So once I was in Vancouver, I had the few choices to make, and my thoughts were to either return to grad school and continue in archaeology, or given there was an actual viable film industry in Vancouver, pursue a dream that I had as a teenager to work in the film and animation industry. So at that point, my wife sold her truck and to help me pay for film school, and off I went to learn about visual effects and animation.
What were your favorite kind of movies growing up?
Well, I certainly grew up on a steady diet of movies and art and comics and animation as a kid, and thanks in large part to my father's shared interest. And it was certainly a life-changing moment for me seeing Star Wars for the first time, and at a drive-in theater in a double feature with my parents, of all places. In terms of the films that interested me, I certainly sci-fi, fantasy were the top of my list. I had a love for westerns and still do. So movies like Blade Runner were huge for me. And of course, Jurassic Park, Tim Burton's Batman, Back to the Future, Tron, you know, the list goes on. James Bond. So it was, I couldn't get enough of it.
Well, like me, I'm sure you remember the visual effects from movies back in the 80s, the 90s, when you saw something like Back to the Future or even Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 90s, things changed with the Terminator franchise and what Terminator 2 did with James Cameron. I guess, what's it like for you to watch older movies like that now this is your career now, this is your passion, and you're actually working in visual effects?
Well, it's quite surreal, I have to say, for sure. I still go back to revisit the classics. I mean, it's a guilty pleasure for me. And some certainly hold up better than others. I think that, you know, some people and some colleagues might say that it spoils a little bit of the magic once you know how the secret sauce is made, but I don't think so. I think a good story stands the test of time, for sure. So I still go back, and I actually watched Jurassic Park a couple weeks ago on Netflix, and it still holds up for me.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. I'm joined today by Lane Howard, a normal native who now works for Industrial Light and Magic, the visual effects company famously founded by George Lucas. Howard worked on the new Star Wars movie opening on Friday. So, Lane, what do you do at ILM, Industrial Light and Magic?
I'm a visual effects coordinator.
And what does that entail?
It's a lot of cat wrangling, so it's primarily, in a nutshell, it involves scheduling and managing teams of artists, reviewing work with visual effects supervisors and the director, and basically helping to ensure that the work delivers on time, and shepherding the project along with a team of production.
What are some of the projects you've worked on since you've been at ILM?
Well, since I've been at ILM, actually, The Last Jedi was the first project that I worked on, so it was quite a shock to me. 4 days before I was supposed to start my role there, I had an email that I was being changed off of Jurassic World, actually, and moved on to Star Wars. So I was actually in normal at the time, and thought that it was bad news coming through. And then once I read the email, I realized that I was actually going to be on Star Wars as my first show at ILM, which was just an incredible opportunity and surprise.
Yeah, so. God, what a note to receive at your first job at ILM, which is just cool on its own, is to be working on The Last Jedi.
Star Wars was a film that I saw as a child with my parents, and it was hugely impactful for me. I mean, it really, in many ways, changed my perspective on movies and science fiction and what they could be at the time. So, you know, anything Star Wars related as a kid had to be acquired. So I was a big collector of the toys, I was a member of Bantha Tracks, which was the Star Wars fan club at the time, and I couldn't get enough of it. So it was a big moment for me to see that film and the sequels.
Your position now at ILM, this seems like a pretty significant career move for you, given that you were in film school not too long ago.
Yeah, it was certainly, you know, a roundabout way that I came to this. And when I went back to film school, I was trained as an artist and specifically as an animator. And after a little while, I made a decision to go into production, which I think in many ways allows me to have kind of a bigger picture view of the whole project, which interests me greatly. I worked for a couple of years prior to ILM at a studio called Zoic Studios in primarily TV and some small features. And in terms of my trajectory, I'm incredibly happy where I'm at. My plan is to carry on and continue working in my role and moving up in that role to hopefully, you know, help shepherd these projects along and have an impact on how they're made.
But what was director Rian Johnson like to work with on The Last Jedi? He's sort of emerged here as this caretaker of the Star Wars franchise moving forward.
Rian was an absolute pleasure to work with. It was, you know, we reviewed work with him multiple times during the week. He was an incredibly fun and gracious person throughout the whole process. And, I mean, his excitement for the work really brought out the kid in all of us. I think the franchise is in great hands, and I really look forward to seeing what Rian has to bring to the table for the franchise. It's a pretty exciting time.
You've worked on some sensitive projects, so The Last Jedi, the Jurassic World sequel. I got to ask, is it hard to keep your mouth shut when it comes to spoilers and friends, family asking you about kind of what you're working on?
No. In short, it's not. I mean, it's aside from being contractually obligated to keep my mouth shut, you know, I think most people don't want films spoiled for them. And when, you know, a friend would learn what I might be working on, you know, he quickly put his hands over his ears and said, "I don't want to know anything." I said, "Well, I can't tell you anything." So no, it's not hard at all.
What is your favorite part about working in the visual effects in the movie business?
Well, I would say certainly the people, and I would also add on to that the projects. You know, working with so many talented and dedicated people and helping play a role in the creative process is incredibly rewarding. You know, it's something that I think I knew deep down inside that I wanted to do as a kid, and to actually be in the room with some of these people, you know, and working towards the same goal to make these films is a highlight, and I consider myself very fortunate.
Lane Howard is a visual effects coordinator on the new Star Wars movie and a native of Normal. He spoke with GLT's Rian Denham, and in case you're wondering, Denham had to fight off Star Wars fangirl Laura Kennedy for dibs on interviewing someone who'd actually worked on Star Wars. Laura, however, will chat with GLT's culture maven, Sherry Zeck, next week about the film and its place in our culture. Hear that interview next week on GLT's Sound Ideas.